It's Elwood's Blues Break.
Hey, I'm Elwood Blues. We call Blues Sister C.C. Ryder the Venerator. She brings us respect to the pre-war blues and makes them jump for all of us. What you got today, C.C.?
Thank you, Mr. Blues. Today, the words on a man who stepped out of the shadow to cast his own light. Stick around for a Blues Break with Brownie McGee.
What could be better than buying a new Nest thermostat? Buying it today at the Home Depot while it still comes with a $50 Home Depot gift card. The new Nest thermostat is more beautiful than ever. It learns your schedule to program itself, turns itself down when you're away, and right now, it'll make you $50 richer. Let's do this. However you build cheer, start at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 30th, mail-in or online rebate, limit 2 per customer.
House full of guests, errands to run, no pocket space, holiday blues.
Ditch those holiday blues with the 35 Days of Plenty. You can win weekly prizes like a Bahamas cruise or the grand prize of Ford Explorer. All from Plenty, the rewards program you can join for free. Enter for your chance to win at holidays.plenty.com. That's Plenty with an I. No purchase necessary. Must be a Plenty member. Ends 12/28. U.S. 18 and older.
Rules and terms apply.
It was 1941. OK Records had a problem. Their best-selling artist, Blind Boy Fuller, died suddenly from kidney disease. The record company was desperate to bank on his stardom just a little longer. So they hired Fuller's protege to be Blind Boy Fuller too. But this second blind boy wasn't really blind, and was more than worthy of his own name. He was the multi-talented Brownie McGee, and he went on to have a lifelong career as an artist, educator, and an actor on stage and film. But according to Brownie, when he started, all he really wanted to do was go to school.
I graduated from high school June the 4th, 1936. I had my diploma in my pocket, and I was going to look for a school to go to. I was very fond of education because I had polio when I was 5. And I figured if I go to school and get me a good job, I could sit down or study something, be a lawyer, a doctor, so I could be something. But I didn't realize it took money. It drove me into a talent scout. And when he heard me playing my guitar down in the ghetto in North Carolina, so, would you like to make records? Yeah, I'll make records. I didn't know what it was. That was the beginning of a Brownie McGee.
My mama had them, my papa had them, and I got them too. My mama had them, my mama had them. Got a guitar, the highway, mean old lonesome train blue. I woke up one morning, about the crack of day. I woke up early one morning, about the crack of day. I picked up my guitar and slowly walked away. I walked out on the highway. That Greyhound bus had gone. I walked out on the highway. That Greyhound bus had gone. My guitar on my shoulder, I started walking. Walk on away, boy. I beat my way into Virginia, and the sun was going down. I beat my way into Virginia, sun was going down. I tried to get a favor, everybody turned me down. I caught a train out of Virginia, it was 16 coaches long. Caught a train leaving Virginia, 16 coaches long. I didn't care where it was going, I just kept hanging on. Here I am, here I am, and I'm doing very well. Here I am right now, doing very well. With a guitar highway train, I'm doing very well.
The sweet sounds of Brownie McGee and his partner Sonny Terry on Guitar Highway. I'm CC Ryder. For other legendary collaborations and more blues masterpieces, go to thebluesmobile.com.